And I saw this tombstone, Jane Cummings Scott, 87 years old, died 1943. You know, I said, oh my, she was born in 1857. That was during the years of slavery. And so that just opened up a whole world of doing genealogy and listening more carefully to the stories that I'd been hearing all these years.
She always liked to cook. When she was able. She didn't sit around and didn't do anything. And I stayed with her until I went to CC camp.
So he would be Ma Jane's grandson, who sat at her feet as a young child, and she would tell him stories. And that's pretty much where I came up with getting the idea to tape Uncle Ben. I've heard these stories, but I thought they were so important that they needed to be, you know, recorded in some way.
So we didn't have too much to choose from. We just ate what we had at that time.
Okay. You will not find a birth certificate, of course, for people like Jane Cummings Scott. Gullah Geechee children were given a basket name or a nickname that they were known by until a certain age of maturity. And those basket names got carried down. So it's the oral tradition. So we have those stories. But actual records, you will not find them. Y'all churn, come here. I got something to tell y'all. The old people say they brought this all the way from Africa. They say, never forget. Never forget. Now I ain't going to show y'all. Now with things being digitized, it has opened up a whole lot of other avenues, such as the records from the Freedmen's Bureau. In those records, when the former slaves would go to make deposits into their accounts or to make withdrawals. In the very first round of records, you had to give the name of your former owner, the name of the plantation, and of course there were no IDs. So there are detailed notes about the physical description of the person, as far as complexion, eye color, length of hair, or description of hair also, whether it was a biracial slave. There were interesting ways, let's just say, that these white record takers would write descriptions. What's most telling for me is when you see something like toe missing, no left hand, or, you know, foot removed. And we know how that might have happened. And so scars, even. In those early records, you might even find that someone was actually born in Africa instead of in South Carolina and Georgia. As a part of the slave dwelling project that's based in the Lowcountry, we're studying ways that we can go outside of the normal avenues of doing research on family history.